Nine signs you have abandoned your dreams.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink and prepare to be empowered.
Hello, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast, I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink. And today, we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. By the way, for a few of you, we are opening up a few weekends in fall and winter for one-on-one mentoring right here in our home. In other words, you're going to be with us for a minimum of 2 days, probably three or two and a half. You probably come in on Friday, fly out on Sunday evening or on Monday, and you'll be right here. During that time, we'll have some recreation time too, but we're going to focus on empowering your life beyond anything you can imagine. Now, as you can imagine, this is a serious undertaking, and we are not accepting just any old person. You have to submit a photograph, a CV. You're going to have to provide a little bit of background about the goals that you want to work on during those 3 days, perhaps energy blocks that you've gone through, past mentoring. If we don't know you, there will be a background check. Absolutely. So, with all that in mind, if it's worth it to you to fly out here, make arrangements and fly out here and work with myself and Rachel for 3 days, then we would love to have you. Send me an email at lawofattractionsolutions@gmail.com. Include a picture of yourself, include the goals that you intend to work on, and your resume or CV. Thank you so much. We're looking forward to this fall and this winter. Okay. Nine signs you've abandoned your dreams. Some of these signs are going to seem obvious and others not so obvious, but they're still relevant and you need to listen. Turn up the volume. Here we go. Number one, you eat junk food all the time. You have a regular diet of junk food. And let me explain to you why this is so important and why it's an important sign. Remember that everything we do as beings of energy and vibration, that we are created out of energy. On a molecular level, we are nothing more than energy. So, understanding that, we have to receive energy as well in order to keep our energy system optimized. If you're putting junk energy, bad energy, low vibrational energy into your energy field, your body and your energy field, then what you attract, what you manifest is going to seriously be diminished. And you're not going to be as happy doing it, which is important. So I urge you to get on a plant-based diet. I urge you to eat clean foods, non-GMO. I urge you to eat local. You know, I mean, yeah, you can get blueberries sent in from Argentina in the middle of the winter time, but eat seasonally is what I'm trying to say. Get back in the habit of really caring and loving your body and your energy field. Number two, when asked how you are doing by someone, hey, how you doing today? you either change the subject or you say, same old day, you know, one of those kind of things. There's no spark. There's no life about the excitement and the passion that fuels what you are doing with your life. And that passion and excitement is fueled by your dreams and your goals. If it's lacking, your goals aren't clear enough. You don't see them in a clear, concise fashion. They're vague. And the more clarity you give to your goals, the more passion you will feel. And when people say, hey, how you doing? You're going, yeah, I'm soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle. Number three, you spend more than 1 hour a day on social media. Look, I have to admit, social media is an addiction. It's a terrible addiction because it's a waste of time. At the end of the day, you go, what the hell did I do? We are looking for people to help us with our social media, to manage our social media, because we don't want to spend all day on social media. We have things that are important, our family, our goals, our business. You know, all of that is so important. Number four, you watch TV shows and movies that they don't inspire you. They just numb you. They just kind of, you know, make you feel numb. And if you're wasting time, if you're watching something that is just something to watch because there's nothing else on TV, then this is a real big sign that, again, you've lost sight of your goals and your dreams. They're not forefront in your mind. Or you, on some level, you believe that you can't achieve them. So you've given up. Okay? You've abandoned your dreams and your goals. Number five, you have three or more excuses to not get out of bed when the alarm goes off, or you don't even use an alarm. You just wait till you wake up. So what are those excuses? Okay, first one, I'm tired. What's in the other one? It's going to be a bad day. It's raining outside. Yeah, whatever. I have nothing to wear today. It's too hot or too cold to shower. Yeah, you can come up with a variety of excuses, but the bottom line is you're not getting out of bed early because you're not motivated to take your life to the next level. That's the real reason. When you decide to get motivated to take your life to the next level, you'll be out of bed before the alarm goes off. And you'll be rocking and rolling. You'll be focused on doing something. You'll be taking positive, inspired action.
You are about to experience a miracle. Claim your free 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com.
Number six, the tools you need for your dreams are in a box or a closet. In other words, the important things that you need for your dreams, you've put away, you've hidden them, you've put them out of sight. You don't even want to see them. Perhaps it's certain books. Perhaps it's certain papers or pictures. Whatever it is that inspired you initially, you've put that stuff away. You've hidden it because you don't want to see it anymore, because it reminds you of what could have been. Look, I'm going to tell you a story here real quickly. I love what I am doing here right now. But many years ago, when I was 17 years of age, 18, I chose to take a higher paying job, in a field that was not the field that I had a great love and passion for. And while I made more money, I also surrendered my dreams and goals. So for years, when I would see people doing what I had wanted to do, I would say, well, I don't even want to see that. I don't even want to look at that. That's not important to me. Because when you have something that you desire and you've given it up because you feel you're too old or you're out of step or it's impossible to achieve, when you do that, you have that underlining current going through your energy field. And it just kind of pulls you down. It kind of pulls you down. Number 7, your finances are being spent on things you have nothing to show for, like fancy coffees. Well, I disagree with that. A fancy coffee is good for you, but eating out or a closet full of clothes you never wear. You've bought shoes you will never wear. You've done the Imelda Marcos thing. You know, you got 3,000 pair of shoes. You've become overly materialistic because you think that the materialism will make you feel better. And it doesn't take away the hunger. It doesn't take away the pain. It doesn't take away the fear and the doubt and the hurt that you have surrendered your goals. You've abandoned them. You've abandoned your dreams. Number 8. You feel lethargic and down most of the time. You're not focused on what matters to you. It's about putting the first things first. What's first in your life? Is it your relationship with God? Is it your relationship with your family, your wife, your children? Is it about your relationship with your friends, your coworkers? You know, focusing on what's really important to you, what really, really matters, and focusing less on what doesn't matter so much. And also, you feel lethargic and down because you lack vision. The Bible says, "My people perish for lack of vision." Think about it. Look at, if the strongest vision you have in your life is to get your boyfriend back or get your girlfriend back, that's not much of a vision for your life. What are you going to do when you get him back? Same old, same old. You know, why not talk about a whole new life, a whole new energy? You see what I'm saying? Vision. Have a vision for your life. Number 9, you hang out with losers and people who don't believe in you. They don't believe in the law of attraction. They don't believe in God. They don't believe in belief. They don't believe in taking action. You know, they can come up with 1,000 reasons why you should just give up like them. And be content with that. But you're not that kind of person. I know that about you. You are a high flyer and you are meant to soar high like a beautiful eagle, always flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. You know, we used to watch the eagles up in Mount Hood in Oregon, and they were always going somewhere. They were either going to their nest with food in their mouth, or they were going out of the nest to get food, but they were always going somewhere. Their life has meaning and purpose, and so does yours. Yours really has meaning and purpose. You are a co-creator of your reality. You have the ability to create the life you desire. So, say these words right now. I love my dreams and my goals, and I pour myself upon them to achieve wonders. Say that every day. Expect miracles. By the way, if you need help with an area of your life, we provide miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. And during our free 30 minutes, we'll talk to you about exactly what miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching can do to help you. Unfortunately, we can't reach everyone anymore because we just have too many calls and not enough mentors at this time. But I'll do my best. I'll do my best for you. I assure you, you will receive something important. And if I send you something, if I send you an email, read it over closely and take action. Okay? Oh, yeah. We're soaring high. Have a great day now because you absolutely deserve it. Bye-bye now.